Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest today is Cliff Cumber, the editorial page editor of the Frederick News Post. Cliff, it's nice to have you with us.
How are you, Joel?
I'm well, and you?
I'm good.
Great. Now, yesterday, you had an editorial about the mounting speculation that John Delaney, the congressman from the 6th District, might run for governor. And that's despite the fact that he strongly suggested he'll run for re-election to his congressional seat. So what keeps fueling that speculation?
That's right, isn't it? He kind of muddied the water a little bit on the Democratic primary only months before the primary. So it's interesting, in fact, that he is being a little reluctant to say one way or the other absolutely whether or not he'll run. I mean, he said, you know, what you would expect a politician to say, which is that I am presently interested in the job that I presently hold. You know, but
which
he,
has nothing to do with next week, right?
Right. No, I mean, you know, that's everything to do with the moment and nothing to do with what he may or may not have in mind for his future ambitions.
You said in that editorial, Cliff, that Delaney would be a formidable candidate. What is it about him that would make him so formidable?
Well, I think to answer that question, you only really need to look back a couple of years at his run for Congress. Clearly, he was not the chosen candidate of the Democratic establishment, but yet he came in, and what we have here is a financier, an entrepreneur, a man who can back up any campaign that he chooses to run with considerable amounts of his own money. He essentially demolished the hand-picked candidate, Rob Garagiola, who was a state senator at the time. Well, you take that story and that narrative and you apply it to the Maryland governor's race, which presently has three candidates and has Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, Doug Gansler, who is Attorney General, and then you've got Heather Mazzia, who is a member of the House of Delegates. Each one of those candidates has their own drawbacks, I think, to, you know, the greater Maryland electorate when you step outside of kind of the Democratic environs of Prince George's, Montgomery, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, and you get out into the rural areas. You know, certainly Democrats of this area lean in favor of things like small business, you know, gun ownership rights and things like that. So John Delaney has a slightly, he would really shake things up. I mean, he's got that sort of broad moderate appeal.
He really hasn't endeared himself to the party establishment. For example, suggesting that the state go in with the federal government on the health care exchange. So I'm wondering about what kind of support that he could depend on from the rest of the party, just in the wildest of the ball speculation, say that he won the primary.
You know, to be brutally honest, unless there's a bona fide miracle, the Democratic primary in Maryland is what's going to decide the governor's race. What we have to, assume here is that if he gets through the primary, he gets the backing of the party, and the mutterings have begun again. If you saw the Baltimore Sun article of a couple of weeks ago, you know, Mike Miller was saying, "I hope Delaney rethinks his position." But you know, really, Delaney doesn't have to care about what the Maryland Democratic Party says in the primary. He can just go ahead and run, and like he did the last time, he can really he stands outside of that structured leadership.
All right. Well, Cliff, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you.
For Cliff Cumber, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.